Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. I wanted to talk to you about the home-to-home program and the desired outcomes and how it works.
Okay.
So how does the home-to-home program work? Who came up with that?
I think it was founded by another shelter actually in Florida, and I came across it actually at an animal welfare conference just by chance and learned about the concept, and I thought it was something that was really cool. So I was sort of watching it for a few months and just seeing, you know, how others were using it before we kind of signed up for it, and we're really happy with it.
Have you had a lot of success with the program, a lot of adoptions of animals?
Yeah, in just last year alone, and, you know, we started our home-to-home program last year, and even just for the, you know, the chunk of the year that we had it, we had 61 animals adopted through it. We started in 2019, but we didn't even have it the whole, you know, chunk of the year. I don't think we started it until, I want to say, the spring.
So what can somebody expect navigating the program? How does it work?
So if somebody is looking for an animal to adopt, they would just go to the home-to-home webpage. The easiest way to get to our home-to-home page is just to go to our regular website, humaneindiana.org, and then you would click on shelter. And once you click on the shelter tab, you scroll down a little bit, and underneath the need to surrender your pet section, there is a direct link in a paragraph about our home-to-home program and a direct link to the website. Then when you're on the Humane Indiana home-to-home page, you have two options or two tabs up at the top in blue, and one is find a pet to adopt and one is rehome your pet. So if you click find a pet to adopt, you can kind of scroll through all the options and look through the different pages. And if you see something that you like, you know, you click on the pet's icon, and usually the owners will fill out a little bit more detailed information, you know, what the breed is, gender, age, what they've lived with before. Can they live with cats, dogs, children? Are they spayed and neutered? The general location that they're at, the usually list the city, and then they'll usually put like a little blurb about them, and then there's a little submission form off to the right side that says contact the owner, and that'll shoot a message directly to the owner's email address so that they can start corresponding back and forth and schedule a time to meet the animal and go from there. And then if someone wants to rehome their pet, they click on the Rehome Your Pet tab, and they have to click on the guidelines and kind of go through the rules of, you know, what you have to follow if you're going to use the service. And then they fill out a submission form with their own contact information, and then it prompts them to upload a picture of their pet and to kind of fill out like a little biography about their pet. And then once they hit submit, that submission form comes directly to me, actually, and I can kind of proof everything and read it before I publish it on the website.
Now, how do you prevent people like who have bad intentions, like they want to run a dog ring or something? How do you screen for the good owners if when it comes to rehoming a pet?
I reach out to every single person that puts a post out there. So we start a communication process, and I reach out to them first before I publish it. And that way, you know, if they have any questions, usually you'll feel somebody out right away.
So you can post a pet to rehome him, or you can go look for a pet at this.
Yes.
And what's the website?
It's Humane Indiana. It's Humane Indiana Home to Home.
Where is your shelter, Humane Indiana?
We're in Munster. We're at 421 45th Street in Munster.
How long have you guys been around?
This is our 79th year. The website is humaneindiana.home, and then there's a hyphen home.org.
What is your address?
421 45th Street.
Is there anything else that you want to add that maybe I haven't asked you about?
We're really big fans of this program. You know, part of the conditions for using it for people that need to surrender is that they cannot collect rehoming fees or have any exchange of funds for a couple of reasons. One, that is to prevent people from using it as like a puppy mill opportunity or backyard breeding. We don't want it to turn it into like a for sale page. We just want animals to find good homes. And the other thing that we have found, that because I get this question asked a lot, is what about all the, you know, shady people that go onto the website? What we have found is when we put owners in charge of looking for their own pets, you know, they're very protective of their own animals and who they adopt them to and rehome them to, probably more so protective and strict than we would even be at the shelter, just because they've got an individual bond to that animal. So we tend not to worry as much on the back end for peeing ring dogs or looking to do harm, because odds are the owner who is rehoming the pet is probably going to, you know, interrogate you more than a shelter person would, who's really only spent a limited amount of time with an animal.
What are the people's reasons for giving up their pet then, if you don't
mind
my asking?
It's a variety of reasons. You know, we've had a few home-to-home submission forms come in where it's actually a family member's pet, and the family member has died, and they don't want to take their family member's animal to a shelter. They just want to try to rehome them on their own. We've seen people lost their jobs and they just can't, you know, they're so far behind they can't get on their feet. We see people are moving, or it's really a variety of reasons. Somebody from the family has to move in and they have severe allergies and they just can't make it work. So it's all kinds of reasons that people will use home to home. But it's really beneficial, because what we have seen is animals that have spent a considerable amount of time in a home setting with a family already tend to do very poorly in a shelter. And because ultimately, no matter how good of a shelter it is, it's still kind of like an animal jail. And it's very stressful for them. It's a strange place, strange people, lots of smells, lots of sounds that they're not used to. They go home with new strangers. So it's incredibly stressful for an animal to have to come to a shelter. So we always tell people sheltering really should be a last resort. Sheltering should be reserved for those animals that have absolutely no other option and are truly homeless, with no place to go. But owned pets that already are in a home, they do have more options. And sheltering should be reserved for those that have none. So we want to keep those pets out of the shelter instead of bringing them in. And, you know, home-to-home is a safe way for people to rehome, so that they don't have to turn to places like Craigslist or Facebook, where there is no oversight and there is no third party that has expertise in animal care that we can kind of work together as like a mediator between the groups.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. Jessica Batalis Hernandez, Shelter Director at Humane Indiana.
Thank you.